On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, is Ishmael Khawaja.
A Margate man's been jailed for life after strangling his homeless friend because he wouldn't leave his home. A jury found Trevor Brazier guilty of murdering Kevin Tridgell at his flat in North Down Road in Cliftonville last June. The 49-year-old has been sentenced to a minimum of more than 12 years.
KMFM News.
The government says it doesn't see the need for a criminal investigation into a National Security Council leak, which Theresa May has blamed on her now ex-Defence Secretary.
The Cabinet Secretary does not consider it necessary to refer it to the police, but we would, of course, cooperate fully should the police themselves consider that an investigation were necessary.
The PM's effective deputy, David Lidington, has answered an urgent question in the Commons from Labour, who are pushing for the police to get involved. Gavin Williamson was sacked last night, but strenuously denies any involvement in the leak.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A fourth person has been charged in connection with the death of a man in Maidstone. Wesley Adyinka died near his home in Knight Rider Street in February after being stabbed in the chest. The four suspects, aged between 17 and 39, remain in custody, are due to appear at Crown Court later this month. A woman who believes London's air pollution contributed to her nine-year-old daughter's death has won a court battle for a new inquest. Ella Kissy Deborah died from an asthma attack in 2013 after growing up next to one of the city's busiest roads. Judges have quashed the original inquest because there's now new evidence. Ella's mum, Rosamund, says she hopes this will help other families.
It's not going to bring her back, but as a mother, I wouldn't want any other family to go through this. It's not just this moment. It's really important for so many people, because now, since her death, we found air pollution is linked to so many things.
A Broadstairs woman has denied fraudulently accepting £45,000 in donations after claiming to have cancer. Nicole El-Kabas is alleged to have falsely claimed to have required treatment for the disease in order to receive money from the public between February and August last year. The 40-year-old from Edge End Road has pleaded not guilty to six charges of fraud. Almost 800 people in Kent contacted a charity last year asking for help to stop viewing indecent images of children online. Across the whole of the southeast, the Stop It Now helpline and website has seen a 69% increase in contacts since 2016. Now the Lucy Faithful Foundation, who set it up, have joined forces with police in the county to tackle the growing demand for inappropriate pictures of youngsters on the internet. Donald Findlater is director of the helpline.
People who were viewing these images today, who are far too many in number, they can stop and stay stopped, and we need them to do precisely that.
Two boats of suspected migrants have been intercepted off the Kent coast. Police, Coast Guard and Border Force officials were alerted to the vessels near Folkestone around 7 this morning. It's been confirmed a fire at a co-op in a Kent village was caused by an e-cigarette in a display cabinet. The blaze broke out at the shop on the street in Upchurch on Monday night. Investigators say it started by accident. The store's likely to stay closed for some time. Experts from across Kent have been gathering to highlight just how important the county is in feeding the rest of the country. It's thought there are around 2,500 food and drink businesses in Kent, employing 17,000 workers. A special half-hour programme from the Kent Food and Drink Conference at the Uni of Kent was broadcast on KMTV last night. Mark Rolfe is from Kent Scientific Services.
Part of what we do here is to be part of that supply chain, so that when you go shopping and you go and buy some food, you don't have to think about whether it's safe or not, because our colleagues at the ports have done their job and we've done our job, and you can assume that it's safe when you're just going into the shop.
You can watch the full programme at kmtv.co.uk, and it's understood plans are being drawn up to turn two department stores on Canterbury High Street into a shopping thoroughfare. Official applications could be put in within the next 3 months to redevelop Nason's, which shut down last August, and the Debenham store opposite, which has been earmarked for closure next year.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket and Kent have continued their strong start as they try to bowl out Surrey in the One Day Cup. A short time ago, the home side were on 97 for 6 after 27 overs at the Oval. The Spitfires are hoping to get their first win in the competition. And in football, Chelsea and Arsenal will look to keep hopes of an all-English Europa League final alive tonight. Arsenal host Spanish side Valencia in the first leg of their last four tie. Meanwhile, Chelsea are in Germany for their opening match against Eintracht Frankfurt. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.